Hey guys, so this is going to be the second episode of Food G Podcast, and I hope you like listening to the first one because I just talked in the first one and I just didn't know what I was talking about. But this second episode will be more, it will make more sense, and it is, it's going to be a little more interesting because I said the first one's going to be a ride, but this one's going to be even more of a ride. So, in this episode, we're going to talk about my obsession with pineapples. And I have a really weird obsession with pineapples. I don't know why, but I just really like it. You know, the fruit, the design, everything about it. You know, I painted a pineapple once and then I had like more paintings of it. And then I really like the fruit pineapples. So it's actually a very big obsession. And anyways, I even have pineapple stickers of it in my room right now, and I wish I could show you, but this is a podcast, so it's just gonna be just me talking. Anyways, so I really like pineapples, and so I have a story for you. So one time I went to Mexico, right, Cancun, Mexico, and we stayed at a all-inclusive resort, and at that resort, I had so much pina colada. You wouldn't even have guessed it, you know? It's gonna be like a lot. It was a lot, actually. So every single day, we stayed for 7 to 8 days there, right? So I had 5 pina coladas every single day. I don't know if that's healthy for you, but I was on vacation, and isn't vacation supposed to be relaxing, right? Yeah. So I relaxed and drank my pina colada, and I had more the second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, all the way till like the end of vacation. And it was the best pina colada ever because it was all-inclusive, which meant free unlimited pina coladas anytime, any time of the day you want pina colada, just come down and get it. It was so fun. But then I guess the last day I didn't really have enough pina colada because I had 10 cups, and yeah. So that concludes my story about pina coladas at Mexico. So we're just going to be talking about more about pineapples. So there are so many pineapple images you can search up on like Google right now. Like if you search up pineapple, they're going to show you everything. Drawings, fruits, drinks, like literally wallpapers. And I have a wallpaper of a pineapple right now. At the same time, I can't show you that because I just can't, because it's a podcast. Anyways, and then I have a pineapple little like light thing on my desk right now, and I also can't show you that, but it is light. It lights up. It's like, you know, LED lights. It like turns colors, changes colors every single like 1 second, 2 second. Yeah, that's exactly like my like small little pineapple lamp. And it's not really a lamp, it's just a pineapple shaped thing. And then you turn it on and then it just switches colors every 2 seconds. And it's really cool, I think. You can get it at Target, actually. So, yeah. And that's going to conclude also my pineapple little figure thing on my desk right now. But, yeah. If you have any, like, websites that you can, like, you can buy, like, pineapple things, like, everything is, like, pineapple, you have to message, like, put a message down there below. If I think you can't do that, I don't know. Put a message right here, saying, like, give me the website and tell me where can you get, like, fruit, like a certain fruit item. Because, like, not the pineapple fruit, but, like, pineapple designed, like, stickers or, like, water bottles or, like, pencil case. Like, just, yeah, leave a message. I think you can leave a message here. I'm not sure. But if you could, please do. Anyways, there's another thing I really, really like about pineapples. You know Bath & Body Works, right? In the summertime, they have scents. They have hand sanitizer scents and, like, just scents, right? They have pineapple candles, and it smells amazing. I'm telling you, it does smell amazing, you know? And at the same time, I have frozen pineapple in my freezer right now, so yeah. And that is going to conclude this episode of Food Girl Podcast or Food G Podcast. I called it Food G Podcast because I just wanted to. And Food G Podcast. Anyways, let's just conclude this episode right now. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Keep on listening to the next one if you can, because I'm going to be making more. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of episodes. I know I said in my trailer that I'm going to make one episode every single month of 2021, but I'm actually going to make one probably like every day because it's actually really fun to make podcasts. So yeah, thank you for listening to Food G Podcast, and I hope you tune into the next one. Thank you and have a great day.